How are we doing, everybody? This is AJ Torres of Calling Strikes, courtesy of the Worst Take Network. Now, I just want to say before I get too deep, rest in peace to Tyler Skaggs, a starting pitcher from the Angels that is no longer with us due to a drug overdose. Now, that mess has been settled, thankfully. But one of the things that I've been reaching, and this was a recent article from The Athletic, and I also got a notification regarding Josh Jacobs, the running back from the Las Vegas Raiders, as far as we go into addiction or we go into the drugs and alcohol. So Josh Jacobs, it's between 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. He crashes his car in an airport tunnel? Something. But essentially he crashes his car, goes to the hospital for minor injuries, and then he's, you know, off to jail, gets released, that whole part. But then we go to baseball, where just beforehand, this was the first sport to say, you know what, we're going to say we're not going to drug test for marijuana. And for this year, because of COVID, they're not doing it in the NBA. So, listen, I'm not going to say that we should do this, we should do that. But the one thing that I have gathered in my research is that if you were a minor leaguer and you just happen to, apparently there's this big joke, and apparently there's a lot of guys, which I'm not surprised. There's a couple of players, don't know a percentage or anything like that. They smoke the grass. Okay? Whatever. I don't care. As long as it's done in a certain manner. Like, this is just me. Listen, I don't burn, not my thing. But listen, you're not driving? No kids around? You're in a good mindset? You're not causing harm to people? Just don't be stupid doing it. You're fine. You don't got a gambling addiction? You're not violent? You're not hostile? You're not behind the wheel? I commend you for being smart with it. But that really goes with anything. Going into this, you would get a 50 or 100 game suspension if you were caught with it. So this joke of, hey, you know, I'm not on probation or anything of the sort. And there's been people that have said that they've gone through these rehabs at the major leagues and, I'm sorry, the minor league baseball system makes you go through. Now imagine a guy who's got an alcohol problem, someone who's trying to stay off the pills, all these other people, and you're like, wait, you're in here because you smoke pot? Doesn't matter if it's weekly, daily, whatever the case may be, I'm not going to make a dosage of somebody. Because I'm not like that. I try to stick to baseball and I try not to stick to any crapola like this. But I want to say this because this is a topic for me where I think we should go about it with all sports, really. And here's my proposal, okay? Have this be a team decision. I've heard of reports where, you know, you got those random drug tests in baseball, as in like, hey, after a game Friday, it's like, hey, three guys, you were randomly assigned for a random drug test. You got to pee in a cup. Okay, we found pot in your cup. What is it? THC, CBD, you know, whatever it is. It used to be, you know what? We're just going to fine you and... If you've noticed, this stuff hasn't really gone out in the media. It just hasn't. So with that being said, I would just love this to be a team disciplinary thing. Like, if you're in the dugout and you reek, that should be an organizational decision. Not Major League Baseball. And the minor leagues, just because they're not getting those massive contracts, should go the same. Now listen, I've said this, and there's been a lot of guys covering sports that have said the same thing. If you think this is an important game, or just any regular season game, you're in a playoff push, or you're trying to get on the right path, you're trying to set an example for young players, imagine a guy beat red eyes, isn't thinking or talking properly, and he goes to your bench and he grabs himself a glass of water or a Gatorade. And you're the manager, you're the head coach, and you're like, what are you thinking? Like, what are you doing? I mean, I can't be black and white about it, as in you suspend him or you know, fine him or whatever the case may be. They could keep it out of the media. There's ways of going about it. Now, it's hard to do this at the big league level by suspending somebody, because could you just imagine this? It's like, hey, how come your guy hasn't started in 3 days? What's going on? Or 3 games he's out, what's happened? Oh, we suspended him. For what? It don't work that way. It just don't. Hate to disappoint you there, but it happened. Forget about it. So, my thought is that if he's going to perform badly because of this, mind you, this is game time. This isn't I'm trying to go to sleep. This isn't, you know what, it's my off day. If you are shown up at the job high and you cannot perform your job high, then what? Is there a right or wrong answer to this? I don't think so. I really don't. But my thought is, this should always go to the organization. Always. There are some coaches that will be like, you know what, man? Listen. Did you, you know, as in like, instead of guns blazing, what are you thinking? Do you know who you are? Do you know what this is? Just go in. Just be like, listen, I've had these conversations with a couple of friends of mine. For those who don't know, no notification, thank you. What I had was, I had a buddy of mine that was drinking liters and liters of cheap vodka, mixing it with Mountain Dew. Like, think about an even ratio of a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew and mixing that half and half with cheap vodka. And he wouldn't eat. That's what he would consume in 2 days. That's what he did. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, man, you got problems going on right now. You really do. So going forward with that, I get it. There's that friendly approach where it's just like, dude, tell me what's happening. What's going on? What can I do for you? Just tell me what's wrong. I mean, you got those head coaches right now, and especially if you have a guy like Ty Lue. I'm sorry, but Ty Lue, I'm not sure how good he is at head coaching or so, but that guy is one of those, hey, yo, man, I'm here for the players. That's it. Baseball, I can see Craig Counsell being that kind of guy. If Yadier Molina becomes a manager one day, I could see him being that guy to a point. There's some of these cool managers there. Alex Cora, Don Mattingly. You know, you got some of these guys that are having their butts in hot water every couple of years, so they don't stay around long, unfortunately. But there's a good group of guys there. But can't you just say them, just, you know, going to the office and he's just like, hey, man, is this a mistake or, you know, is something troubling you, something bothering you? But then there's sometimes where I understand where it gets out of hand and, you know, this has been going on too long. This is unacceptable. Discipline should be on the team. Am I wrong by saying this? Discipline should be by the team. You don't have to suspend your player where if he's a star or not. You don't have to fine him. You talk this out, you get him through this, and you go from there. Don't we do this in these sports movies? Doesn't matter what sport. Doesn't matter if it's Pop Warner, Babe Ruth, high school, college. What do? We talk, we rehab, we excel. We do damage. You go onto the field or onto the court and be your best, and that's all we can do. And if something's affecting that, we try hard because everybody wants the best in you. Now, or if that's my buddy that I was referring to, I can't say his name, or whether if this is the next big star. Not saying that this is going to be a Lenny Dykstra, a Keith Hernandez, a Daryl Strawberry, or Doc Gooden. It doesn't matter who it may be. There's going to be somebody that's going to have an issue where if it's he smells like pot or he's drinking a lot or whatever the case may be. So let's go over what we got. One, treat the minor league baseball the same as the major leagues. Why suspend? Not worth it. Two, these should be based on the organization. This shouldn't be by the commish. And third, just because he made a mistake, it doesn't make him a bad guy. And that's just it. Could you imagine somebody being on the trade block just being like, you know what, man? That guy is a heavy drinker. You got to inform all hotel staff. You have to get him a roommate or something because I can't do this. Come on. But is this right? Is this wrong? Let me know what you think about this. And sorry it's a controversial topic. I'll keep it there. This is AJ Torres from Calling Strikes, courtesy of the Worst Take Network, and you have a good one.